Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Hello?
You're late.
Remember I had to open that bank account?
Yeah, but I thought you were going to open a Republic Bank account online.
Wait, you mean I could open an account online?
Yes, using your phone, tablet, or computer, it's called Republic Onboard.
If you told me that this morning, I could have saved hours.
New and existing customers can open a Republic Bank account online and save time. Choose Republic Onboard today. Check RepublicGuyana.com for more information.
So it's your fault I'm late.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Previously on Morondoy, chaos followed Coretta as she continued spreading rumors about Kavita and Sharona at Dinah's restaurant. Dinah and Rhonda pushed back, making it clear that even if the young women were part of the LGBT community, it was nobody's business. Meanwhile, Joy tricked Simon into admitting that he had taken Caleb for a DNA test, that the baby was indeed his own, and that he had done so without Pepper's knowledge. All this before slyly suggesting that Pepper may have already known more than Simon realized. Elsewhere, Rhonda opened up to Dinah about her fear of running into Usher and her guilt over the impact her former boyfriend continues to have on Unique's life. As we return to Morondoy, Kevin receives a visitor.
Hey, Miss Rhonda.
Hi, Kevin.
Never mind the mess. You know, Icelanders prolong everything. I just put you down for a nap.
I know. She was doing the same thing when she been in New York.
Busybody now. Have a seat now.
Thanks. Where Unique?
She gone to the gym, you know.
Which reminds me, I need to start going.
You used to work out in New York?
A couple times, but me Abri used to walk in the park most of the time.
Ah, okay. Walking is good.
Yeah, I is not really a gym person. But I see how Unique is very committed and I want to give it a try.
Yeah, man.
I'm glad we're getting a chance for talk alone, though.
Okay.
How are things with you and Unique since we come back from America?
Great, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Unique, she's in a good space.
So you think the break was good for y'all?
Definitely. But I think what puts the icing on the cake is that you're back in Guyana.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think you being back here really made her happy.
Every day I'm reminded that I made the right decision.
Yeah, I'm grateful to you, Miss Rhonda. I think you might have saved our marriage.
Thanks, Kevin.
Unique is much more affectionate with me. She wakes me up in the morning with kisses and she...
All right. TMI.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad y'all happy.
Yeah, she's even getting along with Mommy. We've been going on dates and she has no problem with Mommy babysitting Iceland.
Yeah, but we gotta split up the babysitting though, because I wanna see my grandchild sometimes.
I know. We just been relying mostly on mommy because she didn't get to see Iceland for so many months.
I understand. But it makes me happy.
And you never know, Miss Rhonda. You might get a second grandchild.
Wait, Unique has agreed?
Not 100%, but seeing how things are going, I've been throwing hints, and surprisingly, she's been smiling.
Wow. I was sure that Unique was dead set on never having another baby.
Don't let me get ahead of ourselves. It could just be me wishing.
Right.
But Miss Rhonda, it would make me so happy to have another little Iceland or a little Kevin. I don't care as long as the child is healthy.
I guess it could be good for the relationship.
Just one more. Just one more and I would feel so good.
Mommy, you over here?
Hi, baby.
Hey, Unique. How was the workout?
It was good. They got a new trainer at the gym.
Oh.
And me and Divine passed by them girls' boutique after.
Okay.
Where you by?
They got some really cute outfits, shoes and accessories. Look, I got these two tops on this skirt.
Wow, these are cute.
And reasonable price too. Divine bought two nice dresses, but I got enough dresses.
Nice. I gotta tell you what I want Coretta say about them two girls.
Can it wait, Mommy? I really gotta get out of these sweaty clothes and take a quick shower.
All right.
Excuse me.
I wonder if they sell men clothes.
I'm sure they do.
I gotta go and check them out, Ma.
Okay.
Seeing that me and Unique going on at least one date a week now, you boy gotta keep looking sharp.
Like you really trying to convince me that I forgive you the second baby.
You see the game, right, Miss Rhonda?
Yes, I see it.
You boy would be so proud to be a father of two.
But Kevin, I want to tell you something.
What?
If she comes out and she says no again, I don't want you to put no pressure upon her. She don't be intrigued enough.
I don't plan to pressure her. I mean, I would be disappointed, but I would never pressure Unique.
Okay.
I love my wife, and that means respecting her wishes.
You're a good young man, you know, Kevin.
You think so?
You don't think you're good?
I know I'm a good person.
You looked past Unique's HIV status and chose to love her. I'm so happy she found somebody like you.
I've always loved Unique. Even when we little coming up, I always used to admire her. Sometimes I don't even believe she would have actually married me. She's always been my dream girl.
Well, that's what love is about.
And our HIV status doesn't matter. Treatment has made it possible that we could live a normal life as a Sarah discarding couple.
And you know a lot of people don't even know that you could have HIV and your partner could remain negative?
Yeah. Unique takes her medication and she's undetectable and I'm on PrEP.
We thank God.
Yes, we thank God.
Couple, you know where Eva went?
She said she was going to see Jonathan.
Oh, okay.
What's that about, Simon?
I'm not sure about that young man, you know. You think he's right for Eva?
Hopefully he's changed, man. But we got to allow Eva to live, you know. Make her own mistakes and learn from them.
I just hope none of the mistakes will change her life permanently.
I can keep praying for my stepdaughter, bye.
Man, I just think maybe they're moving a bit too fast. If it's not a road trip, they're always up under each other. They're always into something.
I hope not. But we're all once young, Simon.
And I know what young men want at that age. That's why I'm worried.
Well, I think she might be trying to be safe about whatever they might be doing.
What do you mean?
She asked me about birth control.
What?
Please don't tell her I told you.
Birth control? What? I mean, like...
Simon, I guess we should be happy that she's even thinking about her future and don't want any children right now.
Yeah, but I mean, I know she's almost 20, but I to think about her engaging in activities, it's like I don't even want to think about it.
After all, you're a father.
Can't she wait until she's married or something?
Really, Simon?
I mean, that's what they preach in church, right?
Yes. But realistically, most people don't wait.
I know.
I think that you should talk to her.
How do I approach a conversation like that with her?
Just ask her how things are going with her and Jonathan, you know.
Gosh, Pepper. I don't know.
Maybe you can encourage her to abstain.
You think that will work?
Come on, Simon. We have to have faith in God.
When you tell young people to abstain, doesn't it have the opposite effect most times?
I mean, as a Christian, that is what I have to recommend. I can't encourage her to fornicate.
Having a teenage daughter. It's not for the weak.
And we need to consider that she and this guy might already be sexually active.
Joy would have a stroke if she knows about this.
She would just push Eva to rebel even more.
I know.
She is crazy.
By the way, about Joy.
What about her?
You talked to her recently?
No.
Okay.
Something happened?
No. Everything's okay.
You sure, Simon?
Yeah. You think I should call Eva to find out where she is?
Please do, please.
Okay. I left my phone in the bedroom. Excuse me.
Wait, were you really telling me, Miss Rhonda? Coretta spreading rumors that Sharona and Kavita are in a relationship?
Yes, Kevin. Those were she come in the restaurant and tell me and mommy.
Wow.
That woman is sick. I can't wait for somebody just beat she up.
Unique, violence is not the answer.
Mommy, you know how many people the woman hurt because of the rumors she does be spreading? If I hear Coretta dead tomorrow, I can drink a whole bottle of rum.
What? Unique, that is a terrible thing to say.
I can't believe she's saying that about Sharona and Kavita. She got any proof?
How she see the two young people hugging and how it looks suspicious.
So friends can't hug now? So it gotta be that the death?
The old like don't care. She must be just jealous that nobody ain't want she old ropey self.
Alright, Unique. You really don't like Cher?
What's the like about the old witch? Suppose what she's saying about them two girls make somebody harm them, eh? You know some people don't like the LGBT community?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying though. They're very much intolerant.
I don't know why people don't mind their own business and let people just live their life.
But seriously, Miss Coretta got to stop. Knowing her, what she is saying is most likely not true. But even if it's true, she has no right to go around the village talking.
And y'all don't think that somebody should just beat you up?
Unique, violence is not the answer.
I know that, mommy. But gosh, man, Coretta overbearing now.
Somebody really got to talk to her.
Who could bend the old hardback tree, eh?
She really need to stop.
The only thing that makes she stop talking about people is when she's dead.
Yeah, it would be a thing to see Coretta on the death announcement.
Miss Rhonda, not you too.
Yeah, let's watch that announcement.
For what? Mommy, like you want us to be depressed.
Most young people don't watch them, man.
I mean...
You watch that with Granny. Every night, she don't miss it.
Yeah. I've been watching with she. A lot of young people dying out too, you know. You might see somebody, you know.
Mommy, can you just stop? Me and Kevin are not going to watch no death announcement.
All right. I mean nothing by it.
But when Coretta dead... I don't watch she on, though.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.
It's here! Igloo Ice Cream Fruit Bars. 4 mouth-watering flavors. Mango, pineapple, strawberry, and soursop. A beautiful combination of real fruit and Igloo ice cream. Go old school with Flutie Popsicle. Classic flavors and refreshing goodness. Available at Igloo outlets and all your favorite shops.